I'll go one step further. Next month, there'll be what the Holy Father believes is the most serious international conference held, surely, in our century, in Cairo, Egypt. 5th to the 13th of September. And the focus is to imitate communist China, where a couple may not, by law, have more than one child. If they do, the child is murdered. And or the parents are imprisoned. And what is the United Nations voting on? And the conference will close on September 13th, voting on whether or not the poor countries of the world, Latin America, Africa, and Asia, will receive the mazuma, from wealthy countries like the United States. And the condition is contraception and abortion. Either you kill your children, or we will not provide you with the means of livelihood. Don't tell me we were born in just another century of world history. Oh no. What then is the way that we are to practice repentance, expiation in our lives, you and yours, I and mine? I don't often say this, but say it I will. I will eat my breakfast this evening in Detroit. And we are to make reparation for sin, and not just know how to spell the word reparation. We better practice reparation. On this final level, what kind of reparation is Our Lady, shall we say, under divine instructions, telling us to practice? What is the worst crime, not just of our century, but of all the centuries since the beginning of human history? It is the self-will that murders innocent human beings. That, my friends, is a real demonic choice. The choice that Lucifer made when he said, I will not serve. how in this final level of our reflections, how are we to practice repentance? Repentance for what? Repentance for the crimes of indulgence of self-will, even to the murder of millions. There's repentance to be practiced by us, you and me, by our obedience. Oh, what an easy and cheap word that can be. Our practice of heroic obedience to the will of God. Whenever human beings sin, they indulge their own will in opposition. In fact, in defiance to the divine will. To repent and obtain the graces of conversion for the millions in high places, in one country after another, we must practice, and I mean every syllable of my statement, we must practice heroic obedience to the will of God. Need I tell you, this is the hardest task we have on earth to do. And this kind of repentance, obedience to the divine will, must begin with ourselves. My mind, enlightened by faith, must see God in everything in my life. Everything. In the unkind word, in the nasty remark, in the rejection by someone we've loved, and be ignored, our minds enlightened by faith, I repeat, must see God in everything in our lives. Everything, question mark, everything, exclamation mark. Never in my wildest dream that I expect, when I took my final vows as a Jesuit in 1953, I pay the price that I've paid in the last 40 years for my obedience. We, therefore, who have the true faith, must merit the graces that others need to be converted in obedience to the divine majesty. I assure you, I am not indulging in rhetoric or pious phrases. This is hard, hard reality. We must see God in everything in our lives. Nothing ever happens with God by chance. Nothing. His divine will is behind everything. Watch it. There's more than just giving others the example of being obedient in our lives. And therefore, as we casually say, well, edifying others by the example we set them. Oh, no. Only obedient people can obtain the grace of obedience to the will of God. We must, I repeat, not only give the example, we must merit the grace for so many who are wallowing in sin, enjoying themselves by doing their own self-will, which they have deified. Either you and I offer up our wills to the will of God in our lives, and thus obtain from God forgiveness for those who have indulged their self-will by disobeying the will of God, especially by murdering innocent people out of self-will, or the crimes of abortion and euthanasia will not stop. We must pay the heavy price of bending the knees of our own self-will to the demanding will of God's providence. Why? We close where we began. That's all Fatima is about. Well, that's plenty. Fatima is all about reparation, that we expiate the self-indulgence of others who in their self-will kill innocent, unborn, and helpless children. Either we sacrifice to God our self-will and obtain from God the mercy that millions in our century need, or the crime of abortion and euthanasia will continue. Every sin, we believe, is a proud refusal to do God's will. But the murder of innocent children, whether unborn or born, the murder of unwanted adults, this is a synthesis of all the crimes that a human being can commit against God. Our century is the most homicidal in recorded history. More wars, there are more death casualties since 1900 than all the wars of history before 1900 put together. More martyrs. Christianity has had more martyrs since 1900, hear it, than all the 1900 years from Calvary to the end of the 19th century. My dear friends in Christ, we may never meet again, just we, this side of heaven. I don't want to leave you without telling you we must live lives of martyrs if we hope to obtain from God the mercy that He wants to show these criminals in high places. He will show that mercy on one condition, and that, I repeat, is the message of Our Lady of Fatima. Human life is holy because human souls are directly created by God. Human beings exist for only one reason, to know, love, and serve God in this life. No parent should ever bring a child into this world just for this world. Dear God, no. God provides parents with children to raise families for heaven. Those then who destroy innocent human life, any stage of his existence. There is no such thing as a fertilized ovum. There is no such thing as an embryo. Those words are lies. Those are human beings. Those who destroy innocent human beings are both murderers and blasphemers. They murder human beings whom they do not want. And they blaspheme God by refusing, as did all the followers of the devil over the centuries, to serve God. I sometimes give lectures on the new paganism. The old paganism was polytheistic, many gods. The new paganism has only one God. And that one God is self. I tell God to mind his own divine business. I am master of my own destiny. Please God, I'm speaking to the right audience. On the one hand, we will realize that we are living in the most murderous century in human history. Realize, on the other hand, that we have the privilege as believers to expiate these crimes and obtain mercy from a deeply offended God by living lives of heroic obedience to the will of God. Lord Jesus, when so many millions of innocent human beings are murdered, but above all, dear Jesus, give us the courage to live martyrs' lives. And I beg you, if it is your will, die martyrs' deaths by our obedience to your will, because it is by our life of martyrdom that we obtain your mercy on a merciless world that needs reparation from us, your faithful servants. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.